Amen. Enjoyed that good singing tonight. Say amen.
Amen.
What a blessing. I'm glad all my sins are gone. Y'all don't get it, do you? I'm glad all my sins are gone. I was listening to Brother Weiniger on the way in, their broadcast there at Kingsway, and he is talking about these people who don't believe in eternal security. He said he asked one day, they said, "I don't believe that once saved, always saved." He said, "Well, what do you have to do to lose your salvation?" Said the guy looked at him and said, "Sin." He said, "Well, when you got saved, how many of your sins did God forgive you of?" He said, the guy looked at me and said, "All of them." Then he stood there a minute and went, "Huh, I got to think about that." Yeah. Amen. That's a simple way to put it right there. Next time somebody confronts you with that, just ask them, "When you got saved, how many of your sins did God forgive you of?" And I guarantee you they're going to say, "All of them." Amen. All of them has to mean all of them. Past, present, and future.
Yes, sir.
You can be turning to Psalm 61. Ain't got nothing to do with the message tonight, but I guarantee you, if you really could lose your salvation, half of them wouldn't keep it till they got back to the pew.
You're right.
Amen. I guarantee you, I wouldn't be saved over a day. Amen. Brother Charles Dyer's the holiest man I know. I don't think he'd make it a week. Amen. That's the truth. He'd get mad and fuss at Miss Janice. Something would happen, I guarantee you. Amen. Thank God all my sins are gone. I'm telling you, man, that's an exciting thing. And I don't think we live like it. Amen. Y'all be a little more excited. If you really believed all your sins were gone, that the slate was wiped clean. Amen. I don't see how some of you contain yourself this morning. I like to kill myself. Amen. I get thinking about the Lord loving me, and I know me. And He knows me better than I know me. And still loves me anyway. Man, isn't that something? Listen, this morning, we talked about the resurrected Savior. He is alive. Amen? Now the thing about it is this. Why is He alive? Jesus lives that I may live. And Jesus lives that you may live. He resurrected that you may resurrect. Because Jesus lives, we can now quote Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Listen, this thing of Christianity, it's a life. Would you agree with that? It is a life. I want to preach to you just for a few minutes tonight about living on resurrection ground, or living the resurrected life. Amen? Listen, when we got saved, brother, God done some changing down in our heart. Amen? I know I grew up and we always think about the changes being the outward sins, but I'll tell you, the greatest change in me was the inward part. Amen. That was the greatest change in my life when I got saved, was what God did inside me. Amen. Somebody, I heard a preacher say one time in a camp meeting, he said, "Easiest thing you'll ever do is live for God." And I thought, "Boy, you don't live where I live. You don't get out much, do you, bud?" Amen. He said it two or three times. I'm telling you, bless God, the easiest thing you'll ever do is live for the Lord. Easiest thing I ever done was got saved. And now, brother, there wasn't nothing to that. I mean, I just had to get real about who I was and what I was, and ask God to forgive me of who I was and what I was, and He did. I mean, that's all there was to it. Didn't have to go through no exercise, no 7-step program. I asked and He delivered. Amen?
Amen.
But then after that, you ever heard the old song, "I just started living"? I just started living the day I got saved, or the night I got saved. I just started living. Listen, Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Would you agree with me that Jesus is interested in our life? He's interested in our life. I've always looked at it like this. When we got saved, if that's all there was to it, He'd have took us home right then, because we belonged to Him. But He had some reasoning for leaving us here, and that was to live a new life on resurrection ground with Him. I like what Paul said in 1 Corinthians. Hey, Brother Jason, just get here when you can. I like what Paul said in First Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 58, or I believe it's number 58. He said he's asking those questions before, how are we going to do this? And in 58, he wraps it up and he says, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Somebody said, if I get saved, I'm afraid I can't live it. I've discovered over the last 28, 29 years, I can't live it either, but I've got to learn to depend on the one that moved in the day the devil moved out. Amen? I've got to learn to trust him to help me day in and day out. Here's what I've learned about living for God. It is a day-by-day thing. Amen. Listen, I'm not against these Bible reading charts. I'm for them. You ought to have one. And people make all these New Year's resolutions. And, you know, some of you just setting yourself up for a disappointment.
You're right.
Bless God, I'm going to lose weight this year. Well, think about how much you lost last year when you said you was going to do it. You're probably just setting yourself up for failure again. Amen. I want to read my Bible all the way through. And that's a good goal. But listen, let me give you one better. I'm going to read my Bible tomorrow. I'm going to read my Bible tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. Reading that Bible chart, and it's just one of my pet peeves, and trying to make yourself read the Bible through in a year, sure as the world you're going to miss a day.
You're right.
Yep. And then you got to read twice as much tomorrow.
You're right, preacher.
And you get so flustered with that thing, all you're doing is trying to keep up with that chart.
Yes, sir.
And you ain't getting fed out of the Word
Amen.
Of God.
Preacher.
Like what one old preacher said, he said, when do you stop eating? When you get full. Eat till you get full. Read till you get full. Amen. But I'm just saying, it is a daily thing. It's day by day. And I want to encourage you. I know everybody in this room has a desire to live for God. Is that right? Everybody has a desire. Well, I'm going to tell you this. The key to it and the secret to it is just face this thing day by day by day. Listen, some days are better than others. Wouldn't you agree? Hey, thank God if I don't do well tomorrow, before I go to bed, I can pray and I can say, Lord, help me do better tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. Look, there's always tomorrow. As long as the Lord grants us grace and mercy and lets us live, Lord, give me another day.
You're right.
Amen. That's why he told his disciples when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, when you pray, y'all know the prayer.
Yeah.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he gets down to that thing about asking for bread. He said, give us this day our daily bread. He didn't say store us up for the month. He said, give us our daily bread.
Amen.
Why? If he gave you the month in advance, you wouldn't ask him for nothing else till next month.
That's right.
Amen. That's why it's a day by day thing. I want to give you a couple of thoughts tonight that I believe will be a blessing. I want you to look at Psalm 61 and verse number 8. Psalm 61 and verse number 8. The psalmist said, so will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may, say it with me, daily perform what? My vows. That I may daily perform my vows. You know what a vow is? It's a decision. A vow is a decision. Listen, if you're going to live any certain way, it's by a decision. Amen? And that's what he's talking about, that I may daily perform my vows. Daily, just day by day by day. Hey, I want you to be able to live for God tomorrow. I want you to live for God Tuesday. But listen, get tomorrow under your belt first. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, if we're going to live for God, there has to be a daily crucifixion. A daily crucifixion. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 31, he said, I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now notice this little phrase he puts on the end of that verse. He said, I die daily. I die daily. Hey, listen, this old flesh, it gets up with me every morning. I pray before I go to sleep that this flesh, when I get out of bed, it follows me to the bathroom. How about yours? Amen. I tell you, I could have a good time of prayer in the morning and get on I-20 to go to the hospital somewhere and get in some of that traffic. I can lose it about that fast. Amen. Somebody help me right there. It is a daily. Paul said, I die daily. In other words, he put himself in the place of death every day. Now, he didn't get saved every day.
Amen.
Let me just say it again. He didn't get saved every day, but he took himself back there every day. Where the old man was crucified.
Amen.
You know, that's what our baptism, we're not like our neighbors down the street. We don't believe that it's essential for heaven, but we do believe it's necessary for the Christian life. Amen?
Yes.
When we're baptized, you know what that represents? the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's representing your old man going down, your new man coming up to walk in newness of life. Amen? To walk in this new life, this abundant life that Jesus wants us to have. But it's something we've got to do every single day. You let that flesh go 2 or 3 days, it'll get bigger than you. Amen. You let that flesh go without bringing it into subjection. That's why people get out of church so easily. And they never, unless it's just an extreme situation where somebody's real mad or something happens between families in the church, something like that, they never get out of church all at once.
You're right.
Never. It's a little bit at a time.
Yes, sir.
They'll start off like Brother Jason was talking about the other night in the RU program. They'll start off, Brother Jason, they won't be here on Wednesday night.
You're right, preacher.
Yeah. They'll miss Wednesday night. And then the next Wednesday night, they're out again. Got to where they only come on Sunday morning, Sunday night.
Right.
Then for long, they're starting missing the Sunday night here and there. And then a Sunday morning here and there.
Right.
And then eventually, they're just out. Eventually, they're just out. You know why? Because that spirit's getting weaker and that flesh is getting stronger. Amen. Let me say it again. The spirit's getting weaker and the flesh is getting stronger. Somebody said, I can get by without going to church. You're lying.
Amen, preacher.
That's just a bald-faced lie. If the church was not a necessity to our Christian life, the Lord would not have instituted it. There's only two institutions the Lord instituted while he was on this earth, period. That was the home and the church. Amen. It wasn't the Moose Lodge and all these other things. It was the home and the church. It wasn't Promise Keepers. It was the home and the church. It wasn't the PTL Club. It was the home and the church. And Jesus is highly interested in both.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? He wants a husband and wife to stick it out, doesn't he?
That's right.
Wouldn't you say that'd be God's desire? If me and Miss Angie hit a rough spot, why, the Lord wants us to work it out. He didn't want me to trade her in. When she turned 40, I didn't trade her in for 220s. Amen. The Lord doesn't want me to get rid of my wife because we're having a hard time. He wants us to stick it out. Hey, listen, if we make it till December, it'll be 30 years. 30 years, man, we've been married. Now, let me tell you something. It ain't all been kissy-kissy and huggy-huggy. Every now and then, it's duck and hidey-hidey. Amen. Amen. We've had some rough spots. We've been through some battles. We've been through some troubles, and we've been through some trials. But every day, we just stick it out. Why don't church people do that? Amen. Why don't church people do that? Just, hey, they come to church, man. They join the church. They go, oh, this is the greatest church I ever found. And, man, we love it. We'll never leave. And then the honeymoon wears off.
Yeah.
Then they start looking around and find out that there's fault in the church.
Amen.
You ain't got to look far.
That's right.
You can look right here. I just go ahead and tell you, I may be the worst one in the place. Amen. You can say amen. My wife is. Amen. You ain't got to look far to find fault. Boy, and then they start having trouble. Why don't we just tough it out through the tough time?
Amen.
Get over your petty differences and love each other.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a daily thing.
Amen.
We've got to crucify that flesh daily, every day. We got to bring that thing before the Lord. There is a daily crucifixion. Number two, I believe there ought to be a daily cross. A daily cross. The Lord said in the book of Luke, he said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Let him take up his cross and follow me. You say, what's that mean, take up my cross? Cross-bearing is a definite decision.
Amen.
Everybody ought to have a cross.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I met a preacher. Well, he wasn't a preacher. I think he's a deacon down at Brother Warren's daddy's place down in South Georgia. We was deer hunting. Every time I see him, he'll stick his hand in his pocket and he'll say, if I ever give you one of these, he carries these little wooden crosses in his pocket. I said, what do you carry them things for? He said, well, it's good as a witnessing tool. He said, well, I make sure I got one in my pocket to remember what my cross is. Amen. Every one of us ought to have a cross that we bear, a burden, something that we do for God, and we ought to revisit that thing every day. I'm not just preacher on Sunday, but I'm one on Monday, and I'm one on Tuesday, and one on Wednesday and Thursday. Amen. Hey, you're not just a Christian at church. You're a Christian out there. You'll be a Christian when you go to work tomorrow. This is not something we step into and out of.
You're right, preacher.
You may do it physically, but spiritually, you don't.
Amen.
Amen. There it is a daily cross that we must bear. Sometimes that cross is a heavy cross.
You're right.
Amen. Let me say it again. Sometimes that cross is a heavy cross, but it doesn't mean we're supposed to lay it down.
That's right.
Amen? I get a little weary with people come to me, and I realize God can move you. But usually when God moves you, if God's doing the moving, he moves you up. He doesn't demote people very often unless they need demoting. But when people come and say, "Preacher, I just been doing this so long, I'm burned out." No, you ain't right with God.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I've been doing this 20 years. I'm not burned out.
Amen.
There have been days I felt burned out. There have been days I felt shot out. But that's still my cross. And whether I feel like carrying it or not, it's still my cross. Y'all all right? I was approached some time back about pastoring another church, and I said, no. And the guy said, he called me on the phone, he said, "Well, would you at least pray about it for a week and get back with us?" I said, "No." And he thought I was being arrogant. He said, "Well, I don't understand why you wouldn't at least pray about it." I said, "Sir, don't take me wrong, but I don't have to pray about it. I know the answer now. I don't have to ask God about something. I know what my cross is, and your church ain't it." Amen. God don't want me in South Florida. There's too much water down there. Amen. Where there's water, there's fish. Hallelujah. Amen. This is my cross. And there are days that I thoroughly enjoy bearing this cross.
Amen.
But there's times it's tough. There's times it's tough. Those days when you get a picture on your cell phone of one of your men who's fell off the roof and is laying unconscious on the ground. Don't know if he's going to live or die. Those aren't good. That cross is heavy.
Yeah.
Brother William talked about them 100 funerals, man. I'm telling you, that cross was heavy. I was the most depressed through that stuff as I ever been in my life. That would have been a good place to lay her down, boy, and let somebody else. I call pastors who pastor. I call Brother Fisher. Brother Fisher pastors somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 people. I called him and said, "Brother Fisher, I've had this many funerals in this many days. What's going on?" He said, "I ain't got a clue, son." He said, "I ain't never preached that many funerals in 2 years' time." But boy, it was my cross. And you know what? The Lord helped us bear it. But it was a daily decision. And now some of those days, I had to kick myself to get myself going. I had to kick myself to make myself go again. You know what you ought to do when you don't feel like going to church? You ought to make yourself go anyway.
Amen.
Amen. You ought to make yourself go anyway. You ought to make yourself read that Bible. You ought to make yourself pray. Hey, because if you let self have its way, self is going away from what God wants.
Amen.
Self looks at that cross and say, "I ain't carrying that."
Amen.
Amen. Right. Self is me and Chase moved the refrigerator and in Katie and Chase's house. It beats me how in these days, they make everything lighter. Everything's supposed to be lighter. Not refrigerator. They're making them heavier. It's a big old double door stainless steel thing. I strained out my guts. I've got some years on me and some experience. Wasn't my first refrigerator. I knew which end to get. So that's what the flesh does. I knew where the motor was at and the compressor and all that good stuff. Amen. And I positioned myself on the right end. I said, "Here, just lean it over to me. Son, I got it." "Here, I'll handle the ice maker end. You get the motor in." Bless God, 23-year-old, he ought to get the motor in. Amen. Stealing my daughter, costing me a fortune. He ought to tote it the whole refrigerator. Amen. That's what your flesh will do. Your flesh will look for the easiest way out. Hey, which is easier to read, fellas, the Bassmaster magazine or the Bible? Georgia Sportsman or the Bible? What'd you say? I need anything out of you, buddy. Might send you back here in a minute. Amen. Seriously. Man, I don't have to fight with myself. I got Quarter Horse magazine. I don't have to fight with myself to pick up that Quarter Horse magazine. Amen. I'm hooked on Craigslist. I don't have Facebook, so I got to have something. Amen. I look for stuff for sale on there that I don't even need. Just to see. Amen. I ain't thinking to buy another horse, but I look at them for sale every day. Amen. I look at old trucks and cars and 69 Camaros. I looked at that. I ain't never have to say now, "You know you're supposed to do that today." You know that new Bassmaster magazine coming in the mail today and you ain't ready. Do you know what my flesh will do? Now, I guess I'm old school. I like pictures. But I pick up one of those magazines, whether it's a Quarter Horse Journal or whether it's a Bassmaster magazine, I start at the front. You know generally when I put it down? At the end. I may not read every article, but I'll sure skim through it. I've seen everything in that book. Would to God I had that kind of attitude with the book. Amen. Amen. It's a daily cross. And whether we enjoy it or not, it's still something we must bear. Amen. And it's done by a definite decision. It's done by a definite decision. If you're going to live for God tomorrow, you're going to have to decide to. You're going to have to decide to. When you get up in the morning and you go to work, if you're going to live in front of those people you work with in a godly way and represent the Lord Jesus Christ before you ever leave the house or on your way, you're going to have to pray and tell God, Lord, I'm going to live for you today, but I need your help. Amen? Right. It's a daily decision. It's not only a daily decision, but it delivers great dividends. Amen? The Lord said, whoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Amen. Amen. Brother, it pays to live for God. Yes. Amen. It pays to live for God. I tell you how it pays. It pays in the lives of your children.
Right.
It pays in the lives of your children.
Amen.
I did a wedding Saturday for some people. I stuck my foot in my mouth a while back. I wouldn't have done it. I normally don't marry people that's not a member of this church. And I just got around that crowd, and it didn't take me long to figure out, they don't know the Lord. They just don't know the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. I'm telling you, it's a blessing when your daughter's getting married and they're talking about scriptures they want to use and all this thing. And there's a difference, man.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? It pays off. As we've served God for 20 years, now we've got 3 children serving the Lord. I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
I got a son that's writing beautiful music and gospel songs. Man, that's a blessing. And I thank God for it. Amen. You know what it's doing? It's paying off. It's paying off. That big crowd we had this morning, you know what it is? It's paying off.
Yes.
It's paying off. All these people we get to see saved around here, it's paying off.
Amen.
All those prayers that we've prayed, hey, they're not in vain. It's paying off.
Amen.
If I'd have thought about it, I'd have got William to get us a picture up tonight. We went down Tuesday, it'd be a week ago. We went down, me and Brother Freddie and Brother Tony, did you go with us? Who went? Brother Charles and Stacy, that's right, Stacy. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to picture y'all in my truck. I knew. But 4 of us, we went down to see Brother Anthony. Brother Mark, Brother Anthony's a man, fell off our roof and nearly died, was in a coma for quite a while, and his son had already asked us to preach his funeral. We went to the hospital last Tuesday to see him. We're standing there talking to him. He said, y'all watch this. He's sitting in a wheelchair. He said, y'all watch this. I mean, it's just the grace of God. He can even speak. Amen. Got a clear mind. He said, y'all watch this. And he just stood up right there out of that wheelchair. And bro, we like to come undone. Amen. You know what? Hey, that cross was heavy. Looking at that picture of him laying on the ground out there. But watching him stand up out of that wheelchair in that hospital room, boy, woo, it made me want to pray a little bit more. Made me want to pray a little bit harder. Made me want to challenge God a little bit more. Amen. Remember what Elijah said to Elisha? When he asked for that double portion, he said, you ask a hard thing.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think we challenge God enough. God, we serve a God to do big things.
Amen.
Amen. And if we'll get involved with big things, we'll get to see big things.
Yes,
amen. We got so many Christians that want to sit back and be a fly on the wall.
You're right.
Somebody said, I like going to a bigger church because nobody notices whether you're there or not.
You're right, preacher.
The one that counts does.
Amen.
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 I hope you come to church for more than being noticed by the preacher and getting your hand shook.
Right.
Amen. You come to church to get fed.
Amen.
We get it so in our mind that coming here is what we do for God. Oh, we're blessing the Lord by being here. No, the Lord's blessing us by letting us be here.
That's right.
Amen. We're getting fed.
That's right.
Amen. We're getting fed. Hey, listen, you know what? I can come to church and hear things, and I can come to church and hear nothing new. Nothing new. Hear songs I've heard before. See the same people I've seen before. Hear the same sermon I've heard before. And leave as blessed as they were the first time I heard and seen all of them.
Amen. Yes, sir. Preacher.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, man, I've heard that sermon before. So?
Amen.
So what? They play the same songs on the radio over and over, don't they?
That's right, preacher.
You won't turn that junk off.
You're right.
Amen. Hey, there's several sermons I got in my truck. I purposely listen to them over and over because they help me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I tell you, brother, there's one makes me love on the Lord. Old Brother Joe Arthur's preaching that thing about one greater than Solomon. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
I'll never forget it all my life. I can just see old Joe standing right here. That old Queen of Sheba said, my, my, how happy are these thy servants? Amen. Amen. I just listened to that thing. I just about quote it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, several of them things I listen to, I know them heart by heart, word for word, just about. Hey, man, these John Wayne movies, I can stand here and quote you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I can just about stand here and explain to you in detail every scene of the movie McClintock. I love it, especially the part where he spanks his wife, man. That's Amen. Seriously, I love that movie. Hey, it pays off. It pays to serve God. Hey, there may be days it might be tough. There may be days bearing that cross, that thing may get heavy, but bear it anyway. I promise you, you'll be thankful. I know people who've laid down their cross, they've quit, they've turned their back on God. Listen, if they die, they'll go to heaven, but their children are lost.
Amen.
Amen. Every time I mention something like that, these people, I can just see their faces flash through their mind. I run into their kids out in public, they don't know God. They don't know God. Mom and daddy saved, backslid, but on their way to heaven. But the children have no gospel in their heart. But isn't that sad? But I'm telling you, mom and daddy's going to regret that one day. One day they're going to be sorry about that thing. I asked one, I went to made a hospital visit one time, and it was somebody who had been out of church for a little bit. And somebody in there, well, it was a son. Their son was having a procedure done. And I asked the question, I said, do you know if he's saved? You know what that mother said to me? She said, I don't know. She said, would you ask him? And boy, I'm telling you, it just broke my heart. Because there was a time when she'd know. There was a time she'd know. Before the preacher ever showed up, she didn't need me to find out. But I did ask, and the boy was saved, thank God. I mean, it was a serious operation. You see what I'm saying? But I'm glad I know my children are saved.
Amen.
Amen. To bear that cross, it pays off. Sometimes it's tough. But man, sometimes it's hot. It's hot. You know what? Next Sunday morning, I done made up my mind. I ain't preaching. Levi's got that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to enjoy myself.
Amen.
Them kids is going to come in here. It'll take them 20 minutes to get in these doors and pile up here. I'm going to get right in the middle of them. Just let them love on me a little bit.
Woo.
Love back on them.
Amen.
That's the good part.
Amen.
Amen. That's the good part. I wonder sometimes, and I've said this over and over, but I wonder sometimes about people who never stay anywhere long enough to get a blessing. Long enough to see the fruit. Amen. Brother, I'm getting to hold babies of kids that used to be in our youth department. Amen. I'm getting to marry them. I'm getting to see this thing come full circle. It's amazing. I'm getting to watch kids who grew up in this church from the time they was this age take on roles and take on responsibility and do things. I'm telling you, that's fulfilling, man.
Amen.
That's fulfilling. I didn't even know it. I picked up the bulletin a few weeks ago and I said, boy, that looks nice. It looks better. And somebody said, Bibba's doing the bulletin now. Not that Miss King wasn't doing a good job. She's doing a fine job. Bibba just freshened it up a little bit. And I thought, isn't that something? Then I watched these young ladies taking over the food ministry and bridal showers and housewarmings and all that stuff. I'm thinking, man, what a blessing, man. I'm glad I stuck around long enough to see that it works. Amen. To see that it works, see that thing, everybody doesn't just get in for a little while and get fired up and then get out. Everybody doesn't do that. Some stay around. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we make it till next Sunday, Lord willing, Brother Robert Upton will be here. And I told Brother Charles a while ago, I said, you call him, make sure he's going to be here Sunday. He was here this morning. I said, when y'all voted me in 20 years ago, there was four men here. Two of them are still here. Two of them are in heaven. Brother Carl Mitchell, Brother Buddy Hayes, they've gone home to be with the Lord. Brother Charles Dyer and Brother Robert Upton were the other two men that voted me in. That's a blessing, man. That's a blessing to say we've been together 20 years.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I count it a great honor. There is a daily crucifixion. There is a daily cross. Now listen, I'm telling you what you got to do day by day. It's not rocket science. There is a daily call. There is a daily call. Psalms 88 and verse number 9. The psalmist said, Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have called daily upon thee. One of the most sorrowful psalms I think probably there is. And the psalmist said, I've called daily upon thee. I wonder if we could say that when we pray. Lord, I've called on you every single day. God, I've called on you every single day. We ought to have a daily call. Amen?
Amen, preacher.
Amen. When I'm traveling and I do that, I think I get a little bit older. I'm going to slow down a little bit. Amen? But when I'm traveling, I call my wife 2 or 3 times a day. And really, I don't have nothing to say. We don't talk but a minute. I always say the same thing. She says, hey. I said, what you doing? She said, well, I'm doing this or that. Okay, I'll call you back in a little while. Seriously, that's about it. I just want to hear your voice. Amen. Hey, every time I pray, I ain't got to need something. It doesn't have to be some big thing. It could just be, hey, Lord, how you doing? I want to hear your voice. I just want to talk to you. Amen. Hadn't talked to you in a little while. And that old thing ought to happen daily in our lives.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. But this daily thing, I can't get away from that day by day. Stuff piles up, man.
Right.
Stuff piles up. If I don't confess my sins daily,
yeah.
Mm.
Amen, brother.
I just if I go a while and not do it, I just have to throw one of them blankets on it. Lord, forgive me of all my sins.
Yeah.
And I can't name them out. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many you can't remember. You ain't keeping a list, I guarantee you.
Amen.
Amen. So daily I need to call upon him. Daily I need to call upon him. I call on him for several reasons. Number one, to praise him.
Yeah. Amen.
Number one, to praise him. I'm not going to ask him for nothing if I don't brag on him first.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, little girls have that down pat by the time they're 4.
You're right, preacher.
When Katie was little, Katie's never called me daddy. She's called me Deddy. D-E-D-D-Y. And she still spells it that way. But she'd crawl up in my lap, take that little thumb out of her mouth, put her arm around me, and she'd say, you the bestest daddy in the whole world. She'd say, you know how much I love you? I'd say, how much? She'd say, big as the sky. I knew what was coming. But I'm just eating this loving up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I have a dollar? Yeah. Would to God that's all she's asking for these days, amen? Can I have a dollar? Yeah. Ashley was the same way. Anything they want. Now, Levi, he couldn't melt my heart so much like that. He went to mama. And then mama come to me.
Yeah.
Levi needs $20. Amen. Do you understand the principle?
Amen.
You need help from the Lord? Love on him a little bit.
Amen.
Crawl up in his arms. Tell him how wonderful he is.
Yes, sir.
Tell him how much he means to you. Tell him how thankful you are that you're saved.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You shouldn't wait to praise the Lord, the fact that you're saved, just when you come to church and hear a song
right.
about you've been justified.
Yes, sir.
You'll be justified tomorrow without the song.
Amen.
Amen. Or you just shout and praise the Lord when you hear a song about mercy was enough. Hey, mercy will be enough tomorrow without Levi there to sing
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
Amen. And we ought to praise him and thank him for it every single day.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I go to him with praise. I go to him with needs, the needs of our church, the needs of others, the sick, the hurting. Then I come to him with my own problems.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you tell the Lord about your problems? You ought to. You ought to. I think the reason so many people need to tell me their trouble is because you're not telling it to the Lord.
You're right.
And I don't mean that arrogantly. I know. But brother, I grew up, preachers didn't counsel. When I grew up. Brother Atkins, you do a bunch of counseling? No, they didn't do no counseling. They preached. And people prayed and got their needs met and got their problems worked out. Now, I don't get me wrong. Don't say Brother Ed's mad at me because I asked for some help. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I really do in my heart. A lot of times when people come and they've got these situations and they got these problems going on and they're coming to me to get advice and counsel, I honestly believe a lot of times they hadn't prayed about the matter themselves. Y'all all right? We get that prayer list and go over it like a grocery list once a week. Yeah, that ain't a prayer life. That ain't a prayer life. And you ought to pray over the prayer sheet. I mean, we do it every Wednesday night. You ought to pray about those needs. But you ought to be faithful to take your needs to God. How many of you have a need right now? You've got a need, but I do. When's the last time you mentioned it to him? I'll tell God about the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Amen? When Levi was little, he wanted a four-wheeler. And he had mentioned that, boy, wish we had a four-wheeler, Dad. Wish we had a four-wheeler. Wish we had a four-wheeler. Man, if I heard that one time, I heard it 1,000. Amen? After I got the four-wheeler, he didn't have to, thank you, Dad. You know, amen. He just kept asking. Remember that guy come to that fellow's house in the middle of the night and beating on the door? Said he needed some bread. He was hungry. And the guy told him to go away. The guy goes back to bed. The guy comes back and beats on the door again. He keeps on. He opens the door finally. He says, because of thy importunity, come get all you want.
Amen.
Because you kept on. Because you kept on. Maybe God won't see if you're serious.
Amen.
Maybe God won't see if you're serious. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jason, I believe the answer's coming about that house. I believe he is. I believe he's coming. The answer's coming about that men's home. I believe it's going to happen, brother. But God may want to know. Hey, he already knows what he's going to do.
Right.
He already knows. You remember the loaves and the fishes?
Yeah.
He already knew in his heart what he would do.
Yes.
He wants to see if they are serious. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe God wants to know Jason's serious.
Amen.
Amen. Hadn't got nothing to do with the message, but that's a big responsibility. Amen. That's a huge responsibility. That's going to be a heavy cross. Amen. But I believe God's in it, man. I'm just going to keep telling it. I've rode by that house, brother. I believe that's it.
Amen.
I probably shouldn't say that publicly, but I believe that's it. I've rode by that thing several times. Every time I do, buddy, I say, Lord, there it is.
Amen.
What we waiting on?
Amen.
Amen. Every time Brother Carlos mentions one of these people he's getting hooked up with the veterans deal, and he's talking about John Rocker and what's that other guy's name, Ryan Kolesko and John Smoltz, and I'm thinking, ooh, hey, Lord. Jeff Foxworth, they want to help veterans, man. How about some veteran preachers in the church, amen?
Amen.
Get that debt paid off. Hey, them guys could write a check without batting an eye.
Yeah.
I hadn't mentioned it in a while, but I still pray for that big check every day.
Amen.
Every day. There ought to be a daily crucifixion, a daily cross. There ought to be a daily call, a daily call. And listen, fourthly tonight, there ought to be a daily continuance,
yeah.
A daily continuance. The Bible said in Acts chapter 2 and verse 46, and they continuing daily, and they continuing daily with one accord. You know what that means? It means they just keep on keeping on. They just keep on keeping on. I thought about that. I'm going to get one of those things. My mother has one on her dash. I don't know what you call it. Ashley, you know what I'm talking about? The little thing, the little flower, the petals, they just go up and down. It just keeps going and going. And the sun makes it do it or something. I don't know. I thought about it kind of like a perpetual motion thing. Man, it got started and it just keeps on and just keeps on and keeps on and keeps on and keeps on. Amen. Over the years, I've noticed we have some people, they're either 100% wide open or they're dead stop.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I thank God for those people who are right there in the middle or somewhere, and they just keep on trudging on.
Amen.
They keep on trudging on, like a clock ticking, man. I mean, there they are. They just keep on keeping on. And sometimes our most faithful people get the least attention, and I'm sorry for that.
Right.
Amen? But I am sure grateful. Brother Greg, how many years you been preaching in our junior church now? 17 years. I tell you, we ought to have some pastors' assistants appreciation days. What we ought to have around here, amen. Thank God for these men. Brother Charles has put up with me 20 years. Been teaching Sunday school for 20 years. Isn't that something? That's a blessing, man. Thank God for those who just continue, just continue. I guarantee you, in 17 years, Brother Greg's had reason to say, "That's it. I'm done." Guarantee you. I have. Every one of us has. This is it. I can't take no more. I'm done. Somebody else can do it. Thank God for those who just continue.
Amen.
Amen. Those who just, what they say in football, play through the pain. Amen. Just keep on. But sometimes it hurts. But just keep on going. Thank God for a daily continuance. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do my best to do right tomorrow. Amen. I'm going to do my best to pray and read my Bible. Then you know what I'm going to do Tuesday? I'm going to ask for another day. Wednesday, I'm going to ask for another day. Amen. Lastly, and I'm done. They ought to be a daily care for one another. There ought to be a daily care for one another. Let me tell you something, man. Caring for people, if you're really going to care for people, that's a lot. It's an awful, awful lot. I was visiting Saturday, and I took Sister Bonnie Dice, and she's in bad shape, y'all. She's not doing good. Her husband, Gary, he could die just about any time. But she was so sweet. Me and Stacy sat there with her, and she said, you know what? She said, when I was healthy and going to church all the time, she said, I didn't think much about that food ministry. She said, but boy, now that I've got to a place where I need it, and ladies, she needs it. She needs in all the help we can give her. Amen. She said, that means the world to me. She sat right there, tears in her eyes, told me and him both that. What a blessing. She said, you come by and see me. She said, oh, it just means the world. She said, where's that Freddie? She said, I love him. She was just bragging on Brother Freddie. I said, he's on visitation. She said, will you tell him I still live here? She said, where's Brother Charles? I said, he's on visitation. I said, he came to see you last week, but you was gone. She said, I know, but tell him he's got to come back. Sometimes it gets a lot. It gets a lot. But boy, it's important. And you know what happens when you start caring for other people and caring for the needs of other people? It makes you not think so much of yourself. It does. It makes you not think quite so much of yourself. And I tell you something else it does. You know, I've got some difficulties and some problems that I deal with. But I left Miss Bonnie's on Saturday, and man, I walked in, saw her husband late. He rarely gets out of bed. He's just about shriveled away to nothing. I walked in, spoke to him for a minute and prayed with him and kissed Miss Bonnie before I left. And you know, I thought, Lord, I could be where they are. I could be where they are. I just think my problems are big. I guarantee you they'd swap with me in a heartbeat. Amen. I guarantee you there's somebody to swap with you too. Amen. Paul said in Hebrews chapter number 3, to exhort one another daily. Daily. Now listen, I'm not begging for a pat on the back. I'm not. But you know what? Every now and then a little encouragement goes a long way. Amen. Goes a long way. I don't know what's happened to him. We can't, none of us getting any response. Brother William, we need to find out where he lives. We need to check on Clyde. Clyde is missing in action. You got him back? See me after church, let me know. That little old boy, it doesn't matter where I'm preaching, he keeps up with where I'm going. And he'll text me, and he'd say, I'm praying for you, but you don't need it. Man, you're awesome. He says stuff like that. He makes me believe it. He makes me believe it. Just brags on me. And I thought, praise the Lord, man. Little teenage boy just blessing the socks off his preacher. That's encouraging, man. Amen. And I know sometimes out of sight is out of mind. It's easy to forget about them people that ain't here. But they's the ones that need it most. They need some encouragement. And they don't always need, bless God, where you been. Now, we'll do that in a joking way with some people, you know. Just like this morning, I asked that crowd, where y'all been since Christmas? Amen. Amen. Some people laughed and some people went. I should just stop and say, I want an answer. Where you been since Christmas? Amen. Amen. People tell me all the time, Brother Eddie, come see me. Come see me. I'm like, you come see me. You know where I'm at every Sunday morning. I don't know where you've been. Amen. Amen. And it does. It takes a lot to care for other people. But that's the business that we're in. We're in the people business. You remember when Jesus cast them demons into them hogs? And they run off the steep place and drown themselves? And the people who owned the hogs got upset because that's getting in their pocket. Amen. I preached a message one time, is it pigs or people? I think some churches are more interested in the bottom line and their budget than they are the people that they have. They're more interested in selling products. You watch half of them televangelists. Half their show's a commercial about the latest book. Amen. Y'all all right? And you know what I found out? Most of them dudes don't write them books. They've got their name on it. Amen. They'll take a series of sermons and then somebody else will type it up from that and write the book from it. It's called ghostwriting. Yeah. Amen. All they want to do is sell you something. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a different world when you really care for people. Amen. I'm telling you, weep with those that weep. That thing, when they wasn't but about 20 people, it wasn't that tough. But now that there's so many, it gets hard, man. It gets hard. I can just picture Brother BJ rushing that baby to the hospital yesterday with his arm backwards and broke in half. Man, that broke my heart, man. That broke my heart for that little fella. Brother Anthony broke my heart. Aunt Bunny and her husband Gary, they broke my heart on Saturday to see the shape that they were in. I'm telling you. Caring for others. It's a daily thing, guys. It's a daily thing. You know what you ought to do? You ought to set yourself a goal. Every day, just say, who could I see about today? Amen. Who could I text? Who could I call? Amen. Not preachy, but just, hey, thinking about you, love you. Amen. Had you on my mind. Yes. Amen. I'm talking about ladies with ladies and men with men.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Amen.
You ought to do that. You ought to say, hey, I just want to see how you do it. Tell you I love you, thinking about you, prayed for you this morning. Be an encouragement, amen? Some of you ladies, do me a favor. Go by and see Miss Bonnie. House is easy to find. You leave here, take a right on Nebo Road. You go down there about a mile and a half or two, take a right on Faith Fuller Road, first house on the left. First house on the left. It encouraged her to death, amen? She ain't Bonnie's blonde, ain't she, Brother Freddie? You ain't got to wonder what she's thinking.
Amen.
Amen. She'll call me and say, are you dead? I said, no, ma'am. I'm in New York. People need a preacher in Georgia, too. Don't you ever come home. She just fuss me out. Amen. I told Angie, I said, I got to go see Aunt Bonnie and get chewed out. She said, yep, you are. Amen. She knew. That'd be a blessing. Just love on her a little bit.
Amen.
We're the only church she's got. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being in church tonight. And just remember, hey, we're going to go at this thing one day at a time. As an old lady, she's an old lady now. She wasn't in when I was a teenager. Her kid, my mother, listened to WPLO. Anybody remember that? The AM radio station, WPLO. And there's a lady by the name of Donna Fargo. And she grew up right up the street from my mama in Atlanta. But she sang a song, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Amen. One day at a time. One day at a time. Lord, help us to face it. One day at a time. I don't see Brother Todd. Where'd he go? He what? Oh, well, let's stand to our feet tonight. It's okay, hon. One of you boys that can play, run up there and just play a little bit. Go ahead.